Peace, y'all. Welcome to the Nightcap. Night Santiago. Episode 21. July 19th, 2019. It's fucking hot. It's only 85 degrees right now. But it feels like 100 to me. They're saying tomorrow's supposed to feel like 105. Sunday is supposed to feel like 110. And Monday is supposed to be a fucking puddle of sweat. So make sure you stay inside. Stay out of the sun. Nobody need to be outside. If you don't have to be outside, then you don't need to be. You know how they do in the snowstorms? If you don't have to be outside, then don't go outside. This is one of those situations. Keep the lights off in the house. Keep the AC on. If you don't have AC, fans. If you know old people, make sure they fucking survive. This fucking heat sucks. It's a word from the sponsor. Oh, welcome, 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 welcome. What's up, y'all? How's everybody doing? Be sure to hit my inbox, torchupnyc@gmail.com. Any questions, comments? Maybe you just want to share a story. Maybe you just need somebody to talk to. I probably won't talk back, but I type back. Hit me up there. I'll mention it on air. Or you could DM me on Instagram at Noches Nachos. That's where I handle most of my... I'm sorry, I just ate a fucking slice of pizza and I got some indigestion. Be happy, man. Be happy. Life is too short to be fucking pissed off about dumb... I don't know if life is short. I haven't lived the whole thing yet. But, you know, it sounds good. Life is something. But you should be happy. Like, you know... Of course, there's things to get you upset. There's challenges and bumps in the road. But why let that shit ruin everything? You know? Like, sometimes it is hard to smile. I've been through rough times. It's hard to smile. But sometimes, when you can get that smile out, it changes everything. I'm just saying that because I see a lot of fucking miserable people. And I'm miserable when it's this fucking hot, but I still find a way to laugh and be happy, you know? I'm working on a bunch of new shit. Oh, yes. Once again, look out for the first episode of A Night with a Drunk, which is me, Night Santiago, and my boy Bob, the drunk. It's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. We're going to be bullshitting. Playing around. Anybody got any questions for me or Bob, you can email me at torchupnyc@gmail.com. Share it, spread it, man. We just want to make people laugh and talk about, you know, shit that makes us laugh. It's going to be real lighthearted. Hip-hop talk and life talk and sports talk and wrestling talk. Yeah, man, shit's going to be fun. Word. So what's going on? Right now I'm driving past McDonald's that's being remodeled. Why the fuck are they remodeling the McDonald's is, but they ain't remodeling the fucking food? Like, they need to change that. They need to add something to the menu. They need to fucking, like, fuck a McRib. And yeah, that shit is just a mindfuck too. I seen how the McRib was made. Like, they put some shit out showing how it's made, you know, because people always call it the mystery meat. That shit still look gross. And why they shape it like ribs? Right? Like, it should be a pat. They don't shape a hamburger like a cow. Like, why the fuck? I don't want it. I've never eaten a McRib, and I don't think I ever will. I can't say that. I probably will one day. I'll be adventurous. You know, it's like them days where you pass by White Castle, and you're like, fuck it. And you get like a sack of 30 and you eat like 29 of them and then realize you made a mistake. I do that. I does this. I had bought a pack of M&M's yesterday and I still don't know. Well, I think I know now what they were, but it was like a brown pack and it looked like an M&M with a peanut in it. And I thought maybe it was like peanut butter and peanut. Which now that I think about it, like, who's gonna make like a peanut, something peanut butter with a peanut in it as an M&M? But it, I was like, I ain't read it because my eyesight ain't too good. I opened it and I ate one, and it was the most disgusting fucking M&M I've ever had in my life. Like, it was horrible. It was bad. And I just went to Target to buy. As a matter of fact, my co-host on A Night with a Drunk, Bob, his son, went to buy him something, you know, for his birthday. And I finally seen, like, the there was, like, an ad for it, and it said, like, coffee nut or some shit. Just saying it sound gross. Coffee nut. It's disgusting. I don't recommend those. I ain't shitting on the M&M's company because I love M&M's. Anybody who knows me knows I really love candy. But, them fucking coffee nut M&M's, them shits are gross. They're right up there with the fucking, the Halloween M&M's, where they, like, do the, like, the candy corn wrap thing. Like, I thought that would be good, too, but it's, that shit is gross. Like, there's a lot of gross candy. Like, I wish there would just be good candy. Like Almond Joys, Paydays, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but never melted. Like, the I hate that shit. I hate it. Like, I keep telling, I put that shit in the fridge or something. Every time you buy a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and you open it, it rips off the fucking top layer of the chocolate. Now you got, like, a peanut butter, like, a bowl. Like, it took the roof off. That shit ain't cool. I mean, it still tastes good, though, but it ain't cool. Like, I want the whole... I'd rather have a cold Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And I don't like them cold, but I'd rather have a cold Reese's Peanut Butter Cup than have, you know, a warm one with the top missing. I feel like I'm being gypped. You know, because then what's the other option? What's the other option? You lick off the fucking chocolate from the wrapper? I don't want to put my mouth on the wrapper. I don't care if it's the inside of the wrapper. I don't... Like, first of all, the cup comes in paper. Why they don't just cover the whole shit in paper? You know, like, have a little paper flap on the top to avoid, you know, that melting shit. But good candy. Skittles is good. Starburst is good. All the flavors, too. Like, I... You know, everybody loves the red and the pink joints the best. But you don't get the whole experience unless you eat all the flavors. I also love dollar candy. You know them dollar assorted fruits? It's like the little wedges, like the purple, the yellow, the green, the purple, the red, the orange, and the purple. Them, I love that, and it's cheap. And I know, you know, I know that the shit come out the same way it go in, because when I look at my shit, it look like unicorn shit after that. Talk about shit. We've been getting blueberries. There've been blueberries on sale, and my wife been getting blueberries, and we've been getting like 6 packs at a time. You know how you go to the supermarket and you get the little container of blueberries? We get like 6 of those at a time. And I love blueberries, and I looked it up because, you know, they say anything in excess is bad for you, but there's really nothing wrong with it. It's really, unless you're taking, you know, diabetes medication, insulin and shit, you can eat all the blueberries you want. So, reminded me of when I was in the Fresh Air Fund and I used to go upstate. Shout out to the Ferrises and the Stars. When I used to go upstate, a snack, like an after dinner kid social snack, was like a bowl of blueberries with some heavy cream and some powdered sugar. And that shit was slamming. So that's what I did. I got some heavy cream, we got some powdered sugar, and it tasted like my childhood. And it was so good. Next morning, I go take a shit, and my shit looked like Darth Vader vomited in the toilet. That shit was black. Like, I was worried. I forgot that I had eaten blueberries. And I was like, what the fuck? Am I having ulcers? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized it was the blueberries. But my stomach wasn't upset. Like, I was fine. It just looked crazy. So, you know, a point of caution. If you're going to eat a shitload of blueberries, understand you're going to shit a shitload of black. Like, it's that shit. It looked like it looked like somebody stabbed a squid or something. But it wasn't like diarrhea-ish. It was, you know, it was the solid. It was the pure. But it was black. And it was weird. How did I get here? I don't know, but that's what happens when you riding on the roller coaster at night. Shout out to Promise too. Promise hit me up last night. So Promise is my little brother. He's a rapper. Look him up. Torch up. Promise. He's a veteran, military man. Salute. And he's also an annoying motherfucker. I haven't released any music, like projects, since 2014, I think. And the last project I released was Body Bag Bars 2.5, I think. You can look that up. It's just pretty dope. It's probably one of my favorite projects to date. Promise has released, I believe, a few projects since then. And though I had not released and I had not recorded, he had Stash some music, and I'm on those projects, which is pretty cool. Anyway, he's been asking me for the last fucking 4 or 5 years to do a project with him, and I haven't really wanted to do it. I'm just like, fuck rap, man. It ain't even not rap as a fucking as a music, but you know, fuck the bit. Like, the business is so different now. And I'm not saying, like, fuck it, like, it's all bad. I'm saying, like, I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have shit to do with the rap business as far as being an artist. You know what I mean? As far as being an artist or having to be in the mix of all the just the nonsense. Like, I couldn't figure out how to navigate comfortably. Like, I always felt like I had to put some shit on, you know what I mean? Like, I always felt like when I walked in a room, it was like, you know, it was dog eat dog. It was the survival of the fittest. And I was cool with that for many, many years. I was cool with it. All right, we could do that. I could play that. We could play these games. Like, I was cool with it. We got to the age, I didn't want to do that shit no more. That's just, it's lame. I got kids. I got a wife. It's the aesthetics of it. The aesthetics of it just fucking suck the life out of me. And then the people that end up being around you, you know what I mean? Like, they only around you because you have access to certain things, you know what I mean? Or you've developed some sort of name. I was an asshole, you know what I'm saying? I was a dick. I was rude to a lot of fucking people. I tried to be super humble and nice. But coming up younger, I was totally against conforming on in any way. And I stand by that still. And I'm not saying conforming or going with the wave is wrong. I'm just saying it wasn't for me. But because of that, I had developed some sort of air about me where I wasn't getting calls to be on nobody's record. I wasn't getting calls to hit nobody's stage. I wasn't, you know, people didn't want to play ball with me. And I'm so good. Like, I ain't got no hard feelings. But when I kind of started stepping back from that and being in more of a business standpoint, and that's when, you know, people started coming around because they realized I wasn't a threat anymore. And I stand by that. And as arrogant as it may sound, Body Bag Bars 1, 2, 2.5, I believe you can listen to them now and they still hold true. I believe that the verses, I believe I have bars, you know what I mean? I believe I have skills. I believe it. And the ill thing about it is I never stopped writing. So it's been 5 years, give or take, that I haven't released any music. But not a week goes by without me writing. Some, you know, most days I'm writing. So I think I was waiting for, I think for the past few months, like while I'm developing this art career, I've been waiting for somebody to give me a call. Nobody in particular, but somebody be like, yo, you want to jump on this? Or you want to do this? I'm not trying to perform. I'm not trying to be out there. I'm not trying to hit the fucking circuit. But I do have shit to get off my chest. And I do have... This is 5 years of skill that people haven't heard. So he asked me, come on, man, one more. Let's just do one more together. Street Soldiers, we never released it. Let's do that and just fucking one more. Give me one more. It didn't really take me no time to be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. So me and Promise are doing a Street Soldiers project. Look out for that soon. And I told him, man, I ain't coming light. Like, I'm coming to take motherfuckers' heads off. I'm coming to fucking rip faces apart. And he said he's on the same thing. So look out for that. Things to look forward to. But, you know, that's where I'm at right now. Again, stay cool over the weekend. And look out for the first episode of A Night with a Drunk coming soon. And, yeah, stay blessed.